This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Hunter Biden story, the scandal, the this, the that, it's also the story of a father's love. And Joe Biden has never and will never give up on his son, Hunter, and will never treat him lesser than. And so he is a father first. Take it or leave it.
That's the latest spin from the left on the Hunter Biden tragedy that they know is coming. That was Anna Navarro, a woman who calls herself a Hispanic Republican. She's as Republican as Hillary Clinton. I'll put it that way. So she says this is all about a love of a father. He's never going to give up on Hunter. He knows Hunter's guilty. He knows Hunter's done all this stuff. But look, folks, forget about the facts. Forget about all the things that Hunter did. Forget about the tax evasion and all the stuff that Hunter's done. And we're going to play a clip of it that somebody explains a little bit more about it, because you don't just need to hear it from me. No, for Anna Navarro, it's about a father's love. I can see the made-for-TV movie now. Do you remember Hunter when he was talking about Beautiful Things, I think was the name of his book. Beautiful Things. And Hunter. And I've made my mistakes. And I tell you, though, but the world is full of beautiful things. Have you seen the stuff that this man has done on his videos and the stuff they redacted, you know, like they took out? Because, I mean, would you really want to know all the things that Hunter Biden's done, the situations he's gotten in, and the precarious situation he's put his family in and this country? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is astounding to me, what this man is getting away with. And the spin is, it's a love between a father and a son. And I told you this. I said before, how's Joe Biden going to deny the level of closeness he has to have with Hunter? And he says, I didn't know anything about his businesses. Well, that's not true. And we know it's not true. We know that at least 14 businesses, contacts that Joe Biden made with Hunter's business partners or business entities.
President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter's business associates while he was vice president.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters, and I've never discussed them.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
I don't discuss business with my son. And because I don't discuss things with my son or my family, because I don't want to have any knowledge. I don't want to be accused of, well, you talk with your son or you talk with your whomever.
You stand by your statement that you do not discuss any of your son's overseas.
Yes, I stand by that statement.
So going back to my management consulting spiel, Joe Biden says he never discussed this with his son. 14 times we know that he did. Where is the clamor over this? Where is the cacophony of right-wingers shouting this? Why isn't every Republican on, I'm talking about together, in a singular message shouting this out? Why is that not occurring? Should be. Joe Biden is supposed to be Mr. Solid, right? Mr. God tells the truth. Now, we know he's a pathological liar. He validates it every single time he opens his mouth. He's either demented or he's lying. And we now know the real truth, and I haven't seen. Show me the full court press, please. I mean, I know we talk about it. I'm talking about show me where somebody says, I want to see congressional people, Republicans going, Joe Biden said he didn't have anything to do with his son's stuff. He did. We want a full-blown investigation. We're going to start impeachment proceedings. I don't know what the process is. I don't. I do know this. The process for us should be doubling down. We should be dominating the media cycles. This should be the only thing we're talking about. No discussion of Trump whatsoever. We should be dominating it. Secret phones? Joe Biden had a secret phone. We know he did. Hunter paid for it. Where are the records? You're starting to get it? As a management consultant, let me just say this. I get approached all the time. Kevin, you ought to do this. You ought to do that. You ought to. I go, no. No. I'm going to do what my business plan says to do. I've looked at my as-is. I've looked at my to-be. And I know what it takes to get from the as-is to the to-be. And we are executing a plan. And if you bring me something that speaks to that plan, that stays in the focal point of what we're trying to execute from going from our as-is to our to-be, I'll do it. But if not, you do it yourself. Lord knows my family's sacrificed enough, spent enough. You want to talk about this business will challenge your relationship with your kids, your business partners, your family members, your spouse, everybody. You can't let it go. Let me tell you, do you think Melissa wants to talk about politics with me all day? Of course not. She loves music. She's a beautiful woman who wants to go on to the beach and go travel, and she's a great photographer, and she's just a brilliant person. But she's got to listen to this all day. She does the show. She's got to put the show in, you know, into the archive. So she practically has to listen to it every day and then listen to me all day long. And then, you know, you can't watch TV without going, oh, here's another gay Guatemalan midget that they stuck in a film. And she's like, babe, can we just watch the movie? Oh, yeah, you're right. It's intrusive. It's invasive. And you do it. And it becomes part of your DNA, sadly, and sometimes it can impact people, not always in the best ways. Just being upfront about it. You know, when you get to walk away, you can go be outraged, you can listen to my show, you can walk away. I'm in that mode. Everything I look at is in that mode. Everything I look at is, how do I make this simplified for people to understand? How do I make it a metaphor? How do I make it entertaining? How do I do that? What's the storyline here? What's the research that has to go into it? It is 24/7. So, it takes a lot out of you. But you got to do it. Somebody has to do it. Somebody's got to stand on that wall. We're going to be playing a few clips, this particular hour, just to bolster some of the things that we've been talking about. And hopefully we can stop these lecherous leftists from getting away with this stuff. We can take a management consulting approach.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are masters in making things easier for themselves. Look at the union. You get a job, you join the union. Why? So you do less work. You get protected. And all you got to do is pay those dues, man. They will put pressure on a company. Think about who's having to work the hardest once that union forms. It's no longer about the company. It's about the employees. And forget that the company is about the employees. It has to be. Because for the company, for the employees to have jobs, the company has to survive. But the union says, nope, we don't care what you do. If you start making money, it's because of your employees, and you're going to be given. And I understand the rationale behind it, and it's a chicken and the egg, but I know which came first. The company. The idea. The entrepreneur who put all that time and energy and effort into it. And you know what his reward is? A union that comes in and says, you got to take care of us. And then, if it's a public sector union, you know what they want to do? They want to retire and still get money, even though they quit working. So what? They didn't invest their money. They didn't do the right thing by it. I want 100% of my money until I die. That's what the union does. So in other words, the left has set things up so that no matter what, they win. They shirk responsibility while they're on the job. Go on a union job and work your butt off. You think you'll get rewarded, or do you think you'll get a warning that says, why are you coming in here working so hard showing us up? See, I already know the answers to these questions, so I know where it is. The union doesn't want somebody to come in and show initiative and rise through the ranks. Your union, it's communist. It's all for one and one for all, and that's it. And we're all against the company that's paying our bills. Or the organization, in this case, which would be the government. And then we want something no matter what. When we retire, we want pensions. We want payouts. And we want 100%. Teachers unions, all of them, all these public service unions, they want their money no matter what. Well, who can sustain that? How are you going to, let's say today somebody retires and make $100,000 a year. You got to pay them $100,000 a year, and then you're stepping into a job, maybe you're making $110,000 because you probably got a little bit more than they got. So now the burden on society is $210,000. You have to be twice as effective is what you might need to be otherwise. And this union guy, he's done, man. He's done his get. Look, the only ones that I care about, if you're a police, firefighter, or military, I'm willing to pay. I'm willing to say pay him a pension because you've sacrificed. You've given up the fat salary so that, you're doing your job. It's a public service. So when you're done, I'm happy to say pay him a pension. Help tide them over. A lot of these guys retire at 50. They get in the military at 20. They put in their time to 40 years. A lot of them then will join. I know guys like this. They leave the military after 20. They get a pension. They join the police force. They leave that after 20. They get a pension. At 60 years old, they got two pensions. Congratulations. Happy to pay them. But I'm not happy to pay some dude that's, the iron workers or steel workers or whatever because you decide, oh, I want more money than somebody. No. Say, do what everybody else has to do. Life is not easy. Let me tell you something. I've given up a ton. A solid income from Fox. Could have kept it. Solid income I could have made in management consulting. I'm very good at it. But I didn't. I don't have any regrets. My only regret is I'm not paying my bills as easily as I would be. But you know what? It is what it is. But I'm not looking for, somebody's got to take care of me. Do I rely on people, the goodness of people that hear what I do and understand this is a job? This is management consulting of the conservative movement. If you don't understand that, you probably shouldn't be listening to the program. It's a 24/7 job. You think, what time do I take off? You know what people do when they find out what we do? Kevin, you got a TV show. You do 2 hours of radio a day? What? You write books. You do interviews. You promote your comedy show. You run multiple organizations, including two philanthropic ones that help at-risk kids, and another that helps whoever's out there, veterans, etc. How do you know what people say when they learn what we do? How can you possibly do that in a day? And the short answer is you can't. Melissa does her regular job. That's an important thing, and then has to work at every one of our entities, interfacing with legal, interfacing with accountants, dealing with IRS issues, etc. It is practically impossible to do, and it eats away at the quality of life of my family, but we do it. And I'm going to tell you, I don't mind doing it. But I do hate the sacrifice that it puts on my family, my kids, my wife, because that shouldn't happen. Because it would be so easy to get out of it, to not have to do it, to have a regular job. When I was a management consultant, had a fat salary, and you know what we spent our time doing? Planning on event. When are we going to go visit family, blah, blah, blah. Haven't seen family. It's so crazy. My brother calls me and says, man, when are we going to finally see you? I don't know. Used to go to the Indy 500 every year, haven't gone in at least 4 years. I could name stuff that we stopped doing because we could no longer afford it, or the pressure of this job was so difficult, we said we can't do it. And had a conversation with Melissa the other day, and she says to me, we're always sacrificing for our family. We've got to stop. And I hadn't thought about it. It is exactly what we do. We sacrifice things that are on her bucket list, things that are going to give her this peace, inner peace that everybody needs and deserves. We put off. How long can you put that off? Any of you guys in ladies in relationships, how long do you think you cannot feed a person's soul? But you got to get up every day, somebody does, and stand on that wall. And I've been doing it now for 14, going on 15 years. We're into our 15th year. In October of this year, it'll be 15 years since I started doing this. Now, in 15 years of investing in something, you should have something to show for it. I have a body of work that is second to none. But it isn't where we need to be. Because we have to take a management consulting approach to this. And something that I did for decades, I'm trying to apply here. But I'm not going to do it by myself anymore. And I'm not going to sacrifice to the level that I have for 15 years. We have to gain efficiency and effectiveness. That's it. Democrats know how to make things easier. They cheat better each election cycle. When a new paradigm shift occurs like social media, Democrats take advantage of it. It's that simple. They go, oh, I see how we can exploit this. Zuckerberg, come here. Let's throw parties. Let's do this. By the way, here's how we're going to help you get rid of Section 230, but here's how you're going to help us. And here's how you're going to skew the election. And oh, by the way, you do think like us, right? They invite him to all their big cabals, and all the richest, most powerful people in the world explain to him how the rules are going to, how the rules work and how he's going to play the game. And this is why conservatives fear change like artificial intelligence.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he strongly disagrees with today's Supreme Court ruling that strikes down affirmative action. It means colleges and universities may no longer use race as a factor in their admissions policies. Republicans are praising the decision, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took a swipe at Donald Trump, posting an 8-year-old clip in which Trump said he was fine with affirmative action. A Trump statement today praises the ruling. Another hot, smoky day around the USA. Another day for big-time delays at airports. More than 3,000 canceled or delayed flights, according to FlightAware. 23 states are under air quality alerts today as Canadian wildfire smoke creates that big blanket. And the big heat dome that's been over Texas for a week is expected to shift east, bringing its hideous heat indexes to the deep south. Might be some relief thanks to thunderstorms from Oklahoma to the eastern seaboard. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now to a CBS News exclusive with the first television interview with IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley since he spoke with lawmakers last month. A lead investigator in the Hunter Biden case tells CBS's Jim Axelrod that he felt the president's son received preferential treatment, and in a stunning claim says that he was blocked from pursuing leads that could have led to the president himself.
If this was any other person, they likely would have already served their sentence.
Gary Shapley was a lead IRS supervisory agent in Operation Sportsman, the investigation into Hunter Biden. Shapley said he uncovered conduct that warranted more serious charges.
There were personal expenses that were taken as business expenses. Prostitutes, sex club memberships, hotel rooms for purported drug dealers.
How much did Hunter Biden owe in taxes?
So from 2014 to 2019, it was $2.2 million.
The back taxes were paid off, and last week, the Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, reached an agreement with Hunter Biden. The president's son would admit to a firearm charge and plead guilty for his failure to pay taxes. If a judge signs off, the deal means no jail time.
Testimony we have just released details a lack of U.S. attorney independence.
And Shapley told lawmakers that U.S. attorney Weiss was blocked from bringing stronger charges. But U.S. attorney general Merrick Garland said last week that Weiss was not.
I would say he was given complete authority to make all decisions on his own.
I documented exactly what happened, and it doesn't seem to match what the Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney are saying today.
Shapley provided lawmakers this contemporaneous email he wrote after an October meeting last year. Shapley says Weiss told him the opposite, that Weiss is not the deciding person on whether charges are filed.
It was just shocking to me.
Shapley, who is still working for the IRS, told us that even before President Biden took office, he was directed to avoid leads involving Hunter's father.
There were certain investigative steps that we weren't allowed to take that could have led us to President Biden.
And you wanted to take them?
We needed to take them.
And you weren't allowed to take them?
That's correct.
It is important to point out that at that point in Shapley's investigation, Donald Trump was still president, and his attorney general, William Barr, had rules in place that may have limited what Shapley could pursue. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware had no comment. As for Hunter Biden, his attorneys did not respond to us, but he said before in a statement that he is taking responsibility for mistakes he made during a period of turmoil in his life.
Why is this report significant? Well, CBS. That's mainstream media finally covering this story and giving it the due that it needed. This IRS person, no skin in the game, is laying it out. This is what I was told to do. And now we've got this conflict between Merrick Garland, who is a stooge. The worst attorney general in modern history. And that's saying a lot, man, when you look at Janet Reno and Eric Holder and what's her name, Loretta Lynch, Bill Barr. Wow, makes a, I forget the guy that Barr replaced, a little country dude, but it makes him look like a freaking titan. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network. Personal expenses and business were written off as business expenses, including prostitutes. Look, I don't know what you know about your business, but if you want to frequent prostitutes and you write that off on your businesses, you know you're, I mean, that's blatant lying. It wouldn't be, it's not like you were like, should I write off my suit? Well, you, Kevin, you wore that suit to a private affair. Yeah, but I mostly wear business suits. Yeah, but you're splitting hairs. That's one where you could go, okay, I see you're splitting hairs. But when you're doing high-dollar call girls in the hotels where you're putting these people up and so on, what do you think would happen if you took the Biden taxes and you gave them the level of scrutiny that they've given Trump's taxes? What do you think you'd find? Would you find out that Hunter Biden lived his life essentially writing off taxes that never should have, that anybody would have known? These are not deductible taxes. This guy's writing off cars. He's writing off hookers. He's writing off restaurants and meals that he never had with clients, and I could go on. He's writing off excursions, trips. Everything is a boondoggle. He lived at the taxpayer's expense. We paid for Hunter Biden, and they want to give him a slap on the wrist. I want to go to the IRS and say, I haven't cheated on taxes. In fact, I can tell you this with 100% certainty, I've never cheated on my taxes. I've left more money with that stupid agency called the IRS with my idea that I was giving something back to the government. And let me tell you, every single time they get the opportunity to screw me, they do. We're battling with these suckers. I will give you some good news. They sent me a letter not long ago that said, hey, we took off some of those things you were disputing. I don't have a number yet, but they told me we are in review and you may be right. No, I'm not maybe right. I know I'm right. But they don't have me. I haven't gotten a number yet, or I'd give it to you guys. So, yeah, Kevin, instead of the $41,000 that we know you don't owe us, it may go down to $28,000. Well, thank you. You're so wonderful, IRS. And I want you to understand, they're going to expect me to be magnanimous. Oh, well, thank you, Massa, for doing that. But I would get myself right back on the plantation and get back to hard work. You're not going to make me feel like I'm beholden to you when I never owed you anything to begin with. And oh, by the way, I still have your letter. I have it right here in front of my desk telling you, yeah, Mr. Jackson, we have a dispute on that $7,853 that we know we owe you. Yes, we do owe you, but you filed too late, which I didn't. But what are you going to do? How are you going to fight it?
Well, the postmark said this or that.
I'm just telling you, man. I wish I could. Look, I so want to come on here some days and go, you know what, guys? I'm like a rapper. I got my bands. I got my jewelry. And I got my bling. I know. Not to mention, I would never have that crap. But the point is, I would so like to tell you that, but we're under fire. It's every single day. And it's bite your tongue here, bite your tongue there. Don't say this on social media. I wish you could hear my staff. Kevin, we could get so much farther if we do. If we get so much farther if we do that. Yeah, we could get so much farther and we would feel very badly. And we wouldn't be putting out a message of encouragement, a message of stay with it, stick with it, and persevere. I was talking to somebody over the weekend. They were like, well, Kevin, what's your background? I don't remember the details of it. And I was like, oh, I got fired from Fox. And they were like, well, it sounds like you could have kept your job. I said, I could have. But I didn't want to. Because to keep my job, I'd have to sacrifice myself. And I'm not going to do that. There's not enough money. So there you have it. Let me get back to Shapley. If Weiss reaches this agreement and for firearms charges and failure to pay his taxes for Hunter Biden, it will be one of the next biggest travesties ever. Maybe it's already happened. I've been out of the news cycle a bit. But if they accept that, that will guarantee you proof of a dual system of justice. And what I'm hoping is that we as conservatives make them investigate what Merrick Garland said and what Weiss is saying, and make one of them into the liar to have to say, okay, one of you is going to prison. See, this is an either-or situation, or both. Because if Weiss, at the direction of Merrick Garland, did what he said, both of them need to go to prison. So it is one of you goes to prison or both of you go to prison. Let's figure it out. Shapley has given them everything they need. He is a wonderful human being as it pertains to protecting this constitutional republic. I don't know what he is otherwise. I will bet you they'll attack him soon, though. But somebody has to pay. I don't want to hear any more Jim Jordan speeches. I don't want to hear any more James Comer speeches or anybody else for that matter. I want us to become efficient and effective. I want us to run our organization, our cause, like management consultants, where we have an expectation of success. Can we do that? Don't you think that would be a novel approach to how we approach all these different things that are coming up? How can you lose? Almost went Commodores with you. With the stuff you lose. You 36, 24. Anyway, how can you lose when you know what Hunter Biden did? Personal expenses is business expenses. Did you know he knew these were not personal, these were not business expenses? And who paid that for him? Isn't that considered income? And what about these firearm charges? How's all this just being dismissed? Shouldn't people be let out of prison if they've had similar situations?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have the Democrats and the leftists right where we want them. And the only question is, do we have the chutzpah to follow through, to take it over the finish line? I know this, the people listening to this program, the Kevin Jackson Network, you do. You want to see this thing follow through to the satisfying end, not the bitter end, the satisfying end of truth. So I'll give you an example. We now know, and I mean, we've known that Merrick Garland, I don't know why somebody named somebody Merrick. But anyway, Merrick Garland is a cad. He's the worst attorney general in modern history. But we know that he lied. And let me tell you why we know. Because even the New York Times finally had to admit it. Here's what they wrote. This is directly from them. Well, they confirmed one of the allegations made by a whistleblower that Weiss inquired about charging Hunter Biden in California on charges related to the crimes he committed there. Even federal crimes are charged in the jurisdiction in which they take place. But he was denied permission to do so. This was on page 21 of an article about Merrick Garland in the New York Times. This is what it says. But in mid-2022, Mr. Weiss reached out to top federal prosecutor in Washington, Matthew Graves, to ask his office to pursue charges and was rebuffed. This is according to Shipley's testimony. A similar request to prosecutors in the Central District of California, which includes L.A., was also rejected, Mr. Shipley testified. A second IRS official who has not been identified told House Republicans the same story. That episode was confirmed independently to the New York Times by a person with knowledge of the situation. So in other words, the New York Times has known this. And they finally had to, they wrote about it, they buried it. While Mr. Weiss had the authority to pursue leads that led to prosecutions, that led to jurisdictions rather, other than his own in Delaware, the department's practices dictated that he secure approval and cooperation of the U.S. attorneys in the districts before proceeding. Now, prior to this, us learning about this, the Times went to great pains to question Shapley's testimony. Because that is what leftism is going to do. It is going to go after the person who is seeking the truth. And so, if you're wondering, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, why are you being targeted? Why are they sending the FBI to school boards? Why are they sending the IRS to my home or your homes? Why are they auditing you? Why are you getting doxxed? Cancel culture, looked at in any particular way. It is because you represent the truth. You represent the separation of leftists from your money. Your money. That's what they want. They don't care about you. Oh, Kevin, they care. I mean, when you really boil it down, they care about, you know, just going and spending time with the family and friends and the soccer games and all that. They want a better country just like we do. No, they don't. By better country, they want complicit people who will not rock the boat. And if you're one of those, then you're fine. If you're not, you're in big trouble. That's it. Pure and simple. So, I went back. I was talking about this from a management consulting perspective. And one of the things that I mentioned in previous shows is artificial intelligence. And the reason why AI is so fearful to many conservatives is very simple. They've witnessed what we do when there's a paradigm shift, and you know what happens? We lose it. We lose the battle. So the movies occurred, right? Let's go back. Look at film. Film used to be pro-America. It was practically a propaganda piece for America. Anytime you saw a war movie, we were winning it. And we were winning it because it was the truth. That's what did it. And we drove public opinion. We didn't want people going, oh, why are they over there fighting in Guadalcanal and Iwo Jima and all that, you know, for our freedom, baby killers. No, we got the Vietnam generation. Soldiers go over at the request of politicians, people who that was when the agenda started to shift, folks, in the 60s, when people realized that if black folks continuing searching for their own power, that could backfire. So we'll squelch them, we'll give them a little. And the white folks who want to help them, we'll make them think we're giving them a little. We'll make everybody feel placated. And from the 1960s on, this nation has been on a slippery slope, and it has never moved faster than it moved after the year 2000. 2008, particularly, that was the worst. So, we lost Hollywood. Somewhere between, you know, the 1950s, 1940s, when TV came of age or whatever, and now we lost Hollywood. Hollywood is way too far gone, right? When did we lose academia? I don't know, but I know this. I know we lost it. Did Republicans push back in any way? What have they done to make you believe that, oh boy, I tell you what, we're going to get education back. Oh yeah, it'll be a meritocracy again, etc. What have they done? What have they done to convince you that Hollywood's coming back to us? Pop culture in general. What else? Religion? You want to talk religion? I give you the gay pride parade. I give you Bud Light exchanging the Bubbas for the transsexual. They don't care. What's going to be the outcome? People are going to continue. Bud Light's not the only thing Anheuser-Busch sells. Okay, fine. You let Bud Light sales go down. Who cares? Unless the corporation gets a hit, doesn't matter. I know, Kevin, we're winning, man. I mean, come on. We chased off. We dropped their sales, and we hurt Nike, and we hurt this, we hurt that. You hurt them, but you didn't kill them. You haven't gotten rid of it. You put it into hiding for a little bit. Because you don't, and I'm not criticizing you guys, but I'm saying we don't have a management consulting approach to solving these problems. And we know where it started. Barack Obama, man. That administration beat up the media. You want to talk about paradigm shifts? The media. It used to be the media cared about the truth. I don't know when it started lying. I'm from the Cronkite era. But at some point, the media started lying and became, as opposed to keeping politicians honest, it became part of the establishment. We know it. Trump came out and called them fake media, called them liars. I was with Justice Thomas when he says I stopped listening to him in 1987. Was that the year? I think it was probably before that. But Justice Thomas said I quit listening in 87. That's a long time ago. Then we had the paradigm shift of social media. And we all thought it was really cool. Oh, MySpace and all these other ones that have gone by the wayside. And you know who came out on top? Zuckerberg, Facebook, Twitter. Then they bought up all the others. And while that was happening, the Democrats were in collusion with them, were working with them, incentivizing them to think like they did, push out our thought. We've already started. Here's how we're winning. Which side are you going to be on, Zuckerberg? And he chose and put $400 million of his own dollars into it. We talk about Soros being a funder of this nonsense. $400 million in one election cycle. That's probably more than Soros has donated in 10 years. But we didn't see Zuckerberg that way till it was too late. So AI, why do you think people are concerned about AI? Because you can manipulate. Make this story sound like this. Can you imagine taking a story written by conservatives and you twist it? Make this have an algorithm that says, make it sound like they're the bad guys and we're the good guys. Make this graphic look like they're the bad guys, we're the good guys. You don't pay much attention probably to graphics, but the picture they choose where Trump is scowling while they're telling you something that he did right, but he's scowling. It has an impact on you. AI can manage all that at light speed. Barack Obama committed treason during his peaceful transition of power. Nobody dealing in reality can dispute this. But is he up for charges? The sitting president is a pathological liar and a crook, far worse than any other crook, because he sold out America. And he did this with the help of his crackhead son. And you know what the left and many of the traitors in our party are doing? They're protecting this guy. The media doesn't protect citizens anymore. It works against them. It partners with the crooked government. You can't trust experts anymore. Look, folks, we've solved all the problems in America. And you know who makes it look as if we don't know what we're doing? Politicians, in conjunction with their minions. When are we going to stop this?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.